big walnut. And little round ones like that.
What about the kind that that the planters people make?
Peanuts?
Yeah. You ever hear them called anything else?
No, not that I know of.
You ever hear them called groundnuts?
If I say, oh, I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard
it? Would be.
Okay. Do you ever, in the city here, do you ever grow any of your own food?
No, yeah, we grow vegetables, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we grow like salad,
beans,
corn,
squash,
potatoes. I mean, one old farm there, just a little place was bigger than the one bigger than the room.
What would you call a little place like that where you grow?
A garden.
Those little red vegetables that are, you know, those little red things, you pull them up out of the ground.
Radish?
Yeah. And the big red things that grow up on leaves, and they grow up, you stake them up in the garden.
Tomatoes? Yeah.
If you had two bunches of lettuce, you'd say you had two what lettuce?
Two bunches of lettuce? What would you call it?
Yeah.
Well, I know it's lettuce. Two bunches together.
Okay. The top of the corn stalk, what you call
top
that? And there are these small umbrella shaped things that grow out in the woods.
Like small umbrella? Toadstools, we call them.
Uh-huh.
We call them mushrooms. Yeah.
Okay. And then if you wanted a bouquet for the dinner table, you'd go out in the garden and
pick a flower.
Okay. What'd you put them in?
A vase.
Okay. Where'd you usually go shopping then?
Oh, well, I didn't do my shopping. A lot of my sisters did most of that. Well, I didn't do my shopping.
Where did they go for that?
On Broad Street.
Around Broad Street?
I mean, here on Broad Street. Yeah.
You mentioned car. If you had a car, where would you keep it?
In the garage? If you had one. Yeah.
Did you ever have one? Well, you said you had one.
Yeah, I had one. I don't have one in the garage, but I had to keep it on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If something's squeaking in your car to lubricate it, you do?
Put oil in it.
Okay. Now, if you use that thick, heavy stuff that they pack into a wheel,
oh, that's called a brake liner. I mean, to oil up the brakes.
Yeah, but then there's that thick, heavy stuff you use that you can pack in there. It's thicker than oil, and it's heavier than oil.
You use an automobile, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Packing is all I know. I don't know no more. What is what you call it?
Grease.
Oh, grease. I was thinking about these locomotive thing that you pack in.
Yeah.
You know, you got the whole thing all saturated with oil, then you raise up the flap and pack it around the axle of the wheel. That's what I thought you were talking about. You do the same thing with that heavy grease, don't you?
Yeah.
Pack it around the wheel.
Just pack it in there.
Oh, yeah. I see.
If you got the grease all over your hands, you'd say they're all
messed up.
Okay. If you want to
all greasy, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. The inside of an old fashioned tire, and the inside part of it, what do they use? What do they call that? Where they put the air?
A tube.
Okay. And if you're not sure of the distance from one place to another, you ask somebody how, what?
How far it is from here to there.